Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister today, just that she understands and really pursues after seeking the things of you in a place of humility so that it can be more perfect and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about purging and how the Father, you know, going through that verse where the Father purges you, okay, so that you can be a more perfect vessel, okay, and it'll help with hearing the Holy Spirit better because those areas, okay, of wickedness will be a hindrance, okay, so they need to be cleansed and removed because the more conformed to the image of Christ you are, the more clearly you will hear the Holy Spirit. And I just want to touch on something for a moment, the importance of pursuing the things of God by faith, okay? Because if you think to yourself, you know, and because in the previous podcast I talked about, you know, not being lukewarm, right? You know, you see this in yourself and really going after it, not lying to yourself, not making excuses, but really, you know, having that heart to where you just, rage war upon everything that's within you that's not of the Holy Ghost, not being lukewarm, being like, this is evil, this is wicked, cut it off, like scripture says, right? If your right eye causes you sin, pluck it out, not being lukewarm and saying, oh, it's kind of okay, but plucking that thing out, throwing it in the trash, and being very, just having a very fiery response to things, okay, that's filled with the Holy Spirit. If you don't feel that way, and you just find that you're sort of lukewarm, and just sort of like, okay, just pursue it by faith, okay? This is chapter 5, verse 14. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know and if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him, okay? So if you're asking according to his will, you're going to have it. And of course, that's according to his will for you to be, you know, boiling hot, not to be lukewarm, but to have a real heart to fight. Because you need to understand, that you're not always going to have that response, okay? You need to understand, okay, that... you need to understand your sin nature. You need to understand your wickedness. You understand that you're not going to respond that way. But when you respond in humility and say, okay, in honesty, okay, that's what says the parable of the sower. But when you pursue something by faith, okay, and you come from that place of humility where you say, okay, I know that I'm going, you know, I don't have it. It says that in the parable of the sower, in a good and honest heart, when you're honest, okay, and say, you know what, that's a good response, and I don't have it, okay, I don't have that response, and I want it, okay, I wouldn't suggest trying to make it happen, okay, trying to make things happen of the Spirit that's of the will of man and of your own strength, it doesn't work, okay, it falls away because it's flesh, okay, but when you say, okay, I'm wicked, I'm wrong, and I can't do anything, but I believe in you and your righteousness, speaking of God, okay, I believe in you and your righteousness, and I believe in your power, okay, and I want to have the right response, and you pursue it by faith, okay, asking, he'll give it to you, and you'll just see, all of a sudden, you really care, and you really want to fight, and you really fight hard, okay, and then this is James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So when you get that good gift and he gives it to you, okay, and it's from the Father, okay, it's perfect, okay, and there's no variableness in it, okay, meaning it doesn't change, doesn't shift back and forth. It's real. It's rock solid, okay? And there's no shadow of turning, okay? It's perfect. You're going to care. You're going to fight. You're going to be boiling hot, okay? And if there's anything that's in the way Because a lot of times when you are lukewarm, there's all these idols and stuff going on, and he'll reveal them, and he'll break them down, and he'll change them for you, okay? And you will have that good response, okay? Because that's the response you want. That's the response that Christ likes, right? He says that in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. He says, I would that you're boiling hot, right? Get hot, okay? Get filled with the Spirit. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day today that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just pursuing after real honesty in her heart. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.